right now. Let's go out to our friend Bill Stanton. Bill is a former NYPD safety and security analyst, trains special response teams, and air marshals and TSA. Bill Stanton, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Doc. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Fine. So I wanted to get your read on this this bill that's running around Sacramento. California lawmakers looking to block law enforcement from helping federal drug agents take action against, I guess it's marijuana license holders primarily, but what kind of position does that put law enforcement in?
It puts them in between a rock and a hard place. You know, Doc, your fantastic producers called me with this, and it's there's discretion and there's the law. And while I'm not a lawyer, I think these people that are looking to put that bill together is essentially looking to defy federal law. And that is not a good thing.
Well, they're looking to defy federal law, and they're using law enforcement as essentially the agent of that defiance. And I keep thinking to myself, if I were in law enforcement, I wouldn't want to be in that position, right?
No, because, while everybody says the law should not be partisan, politicians will be exactly that, politicians. So let's look what happened with the last administration. While we have plenty of federal immigration laws on the books, you know, what some people call undocumented, if you come into this country illegally, this ex-police officer would call you an illegal immigrant. Now, the federal law, you are supposed to enforce the law. The last administration would look up in the air, put their hands in their pockets, and whistle while, you know, the air quote sanctuary cities would look the other way as well. And that is where the slippery slope occurs. Because now what's happening in this administration? Well, they are now saying they are looking to enforce federal laws on the books when it comes to marijuana and other laws. And now you have these states, and I'm all for states' rights, but when these independent states are saying, yeah, we know it's federal law, but we're going to look the other way anyway, and we're not going to comply. Now, that's where anarchy starts to happen, and that's not a good thing in my opinion.
So, yeah, I don't understand the road we're going down. We're federal. I'm all for states' rights, as you are, but the fact that willy-nilly if states can defy federal law, I don't know. It just seems like a crazy situation.
Doc, it's amazing in the culture we live in. I'm so glad I was born when I was born in the 60s because it's about what makes you feel good. Right? Oh, I'm comfortable with that. And that, while that may or may not be good when you're raising children, it should not be the case with the law. Now we're having, you know, legislators in our state and federal government, how they feel. Well, we don't feel like that law is going to apply to us, so we're not going to enforce it, even though it's federal law. And that's when trouble really is going to start. Because if that's going to happen with our politicians and our laws, well, when does that translate to the citizen? Well, I don't want to obey that speeding limit. You know what? It says no trespass. I don't feel good with that. I'm going to go on that property anyway. And that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, to that end, again, I can't help but thinking if I'm law enforcement and my duty is to uphold the law and I have two conflicting laws, I would imagine I would be in harm's way. Something could happen to me as
That's right.
Somebody could take some sort of action against me if they decided to sort of make me some sort of example, because I would be breaking some law, right?
Well, think about it, Doc. You bring up fascinating points, and it comes down to two things. Let's talk the monetary side. Well, guess what? Police chiefs and sheriffs across the country, they get paid by, when you get down to it, when they get paid by who? The taxpayer, but the politician, right?
Right.
So, you can be, you know, lawyers, sheriffs and deputies, they have to put food on the table, pay rent. So, push comes to shove, you know, while it's nice to stand on nobility and morality, they got to make that paycheck, right? So, they're going to listen to what the politicians tell them. Now, let's go to the street and what we're seeing. You know, a police officer gives you a lawful order. Get out, you know, with your hands up, and let me see a license registration. Well, who are you to tell me? I don't feel comfortable with that. No. And that's how cops and citizens get hurt. So this whole pervasive mentality, I'm not liking.